The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and fidelity. But these you should have done without neglecting the others. Blind guides, who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You cleanse the outside of cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, cleanse the inside of the cup, so that the outside also may be clean." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. There's the feast of Saint Monica today, and I know that Saint Monica is a saint who's very important to so many people, especially to parents, especially to mothers, because Saint Monica famously pleaded with God for so many years for the conversion of the heart of her wayward son, whose feast day we celebrate tomorrow, none other than Saint Augustine. And I know that many, many people pray for so many things, and they don't get what they ask for. Okay, so I thought what we'd do today, we'd just take a look at the whole question of petitionary prayer. It's one of the best days of all to do it. And you might already know that there are four kinds of prayer. It's prayer of adoration, prayer of thanksgiving, prayer of contrition, and prayer of petition, okay? And prayer of petition is the most simple of all of them. Every atheist knows what the prayer of petition is. It's when you ask God for something, right? God, if you just give me this one thing, I'll do anything you want, right? Prayer of petition. However, it's one of the most mysterious of all kinds of prayers when you stop and consider what you're actually doing. Because if God is all-knowing, then he already knows what you need. And if God is all-powerful, then he's already able to give it to you. And if God is all-loving, then he wants it more than you do. So what exactly do you think you're doing when you make a prayer of petition to God? I mean, do you really think you're changing God's mind? You've got to stop and ask yourself, why bother? Okay, that's the problem with prayers of petition. Incidentally, just as a side note, it's very similar to the problem that spawned the first reading. Okay, you're going to hear it all week long. St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. They were fascinated with the question of the death and resurrection and the second coming of Jesus Christ. And they believed that Jesus was going to come again and very soon, and so several of them figured that if Jesus is going to come again to judge the living and the dead very soon, I'm going to take the day off. It just stopped working, okay? Because if God is going to act, why bother? Okay, so but here's the question about prayer, petition, and God's activity. But you have to understand, we don't pray to tell God something he doesn't already know. And we certainly don't pray to change God's mind. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is what's most important. God, of his own free will, has chosen to act through human instruments. He actually cooperates with our free will. We do this all the time. For example, when you tell the truth to somebody, simply tell a truthful statement. You ever stop to consider that God himself is acting through you at that moment? God's speaking God's truth through you, and you cooperate. When you do an act of kindness to somebody, maybe you show someone an act of charity or thoughtfulness or patience. You ever stop to consider God works through you at that moment? You're cooperating with him. You're his instrument. This is true for so many good things we do, the fulfillment of your daily duties and so many other things. And it's true for prayer as well. God works through human instruments in prayer. God wanted the conversion of St. Augustine more than Monica did. But because Monica cooperated with God's plan, because Monica prayed, not only did she see the fulfillment of her prayers, and, you know, her prayers were fulfilled beyond her wildest imaginings, 17 years of prayer for the conversion of her son, St. Augustine, and he became one of the greatest saints who's ever lived. But all the while, she was acting as God's instrument. She was drawing down God's graces on her heart, on the son, on the heart of her son, and she was bringing about her own sanctification. The whole thing was God's plan, and she was cooperating with it. And that's what we want to think about when we think about prayers of petition. So a lot of people, they'll say, well, you know, I've prayed longer than St. Monica prayed, and I still haven't gotten what I asked for. Why hasn't God given me what I asked for? I think you're asking the wrong question if you're thinking that. Stop and ask what it is you're asking for, first of all. Are you asking for something selfish? Let's just make life simple and suggest that you're asking for something selfish. Maybe you're asking for a new Ferrari. Okay? Well, quit, okay? Just, that's your own little project. If you're praying for something you think might be God's will, you know, like somebody's health improving, by all means, continue. By all means, continue. You might just be God's instrument in bringing about what he wants to bring about. By all means, continue. Just keep it in the back of your mind that maybe God's plan's different from yours. But if you're praying for something that you know is God's will, right? That's any time you're praying for your holiness, for the holiness of somebody you love, for the conversion of somebody out of sin, by all means, continue to pray. And your motive for continuing is the same motive you had for continuing to be somebody who tells the truth, for continuing to be somebody who does your daily duty, for continuing to be somebody who does acts of charity. Why? Because it's just the right thing to do, and you know that's what God is doing through you. I don't understand God's timing any more than you do. It's a complete mystery to me. But, you know, just very, very simply, very, very simply, we want to say yes to what God is asking of us today, and that just might mean your prayers of petition for someone you love. And never forget, God will never disappoint anyone who's placed his trust in him. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Monica, pray for us.